Penguins fans are very happy today because of the result last night. I've picked up on that vibe.
Oh, I straight up
We are in a good mood today.
Well,
there's an extra pep in our step because of exactly how that played out, that there was a hollow Conn Smythe trophy
to Connor
handed
McDavid,
out. Yes, which is emblematic and is completely symbolic of everything that Connor McDavid's career is to this point, which is ungodly numbers, insane stat production, but does not have the team hardware to back it up, which in this sport you need.
People don't want him to win it here because if he does, the numbers will dictate that you have to start looking very hard at
Correct.
Where his place slots
in. And I am one of those
in.
People. I do not want to have
my
the uncomfortable conversation.
My father-in-law is a huge hockey fan. He said the same thing. I said, my wife texted in the group chat, who are you rooting for and why? My
Bingo.
Father-in-law, Florida, I don't want McDavid to have a cup. Now, was this argumentative of me or just me being Mulsey where I said, actually, I'm rooting for McDavid. I love greatness and want to see it win.
It depends how much you cherish Mario and Sidney Crosby and don't want to have to argue that their place in hockey history is being challenged by this guy. And as long as he is cupless, he can have the Conn Smythe. As long as he's cupless, he can't outrank those guys. He can't pass them on the all-time rankings.
I mean, I think
and we don't like
I
when our
rings,
legends...
Rings culture is out of control, but it is relevant to a degree.
We don't like when our legends get lapped
usurped.
Or passed up or usurped. Exactly. That's a nice fancy word. We don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like when, if the Patriots were to win a seventh Super Bowl, which seems highly, highly, highly unlikely, given the fact that Tom Brady is not going to come out of retirement and play for them this year, they were to get to seven, that would F with me a little bit. I don't want that. I don't want to have to bow down to them and say that franchise has more championships than us. And clearly, like with the Penguins, it goes a step further than just the five Stanley Cups. It's the way we put our superstars on pedestals. What Mario means to this fan base and this community, and ditto for Sid. And I don't want to have that conversation of, well, now that McDavid has a cup, look at his numbers. He's on pace to be better than Sid. He did something in these playoffs that Sidney Crosby never did.
He does something. I don't know if he'll ever usurp Mario in my mind, who still looks to me like the most talented guy ever to lace up skates because he was, I mean, McDavid's not a small guy. He's, what, 6'1 or so?
Okay,
he's not a big guy.
That's in your mind. But if McDavid wins a Stanley Cup and then continues to pile up Hart trophies and Art Rosses, it is going to turn into among the North American hockey media, is Connor McDavid going to challenge Wayne Gretzky and end up as the greatest hockey player of all time? Like, they will try to maneuver him past Mario.
Let's say he's played 9 years. He's won the Hart Trophy in a third of those seasons. So he's got three of them, right? And he's got five Art Ross trophies. Let's say he plays another 9 years, racks up a total of six MVPs, 10 Art Rosses, and gets to 2,000 points.
And never wins a Stanley Cup. He can't pass Sid or Mario.
Okay.
He can't.
I just wonder how much, though, in a team sport, we would be judging an individual based on a sport that involves 18 skaters and a goalie in any given game.
But all of the great players in the game's history have put the Stanley Cup over their heads. There is no Dan Marino in hockey. There's no one that you could say, well, I watched this guy play in the eye test. No one did it as well as him. There's no Barry Sanders in hockey history. There's no guy that you say, well, he's got
now,
an argument.
Minute. Now, wait a minute. Just because there's not that every great in hockey has managed to win a cup, Ray Bourque had to go like mercenary to Colorado to do it. But
he
got it done.
Yep.
Where was he on Gentile's list of...
He had him as one of the three best defensemen of all time.
So
go back and watch the 91 Eastern Conference Final.
He gets worked like a part-time job.
Tell me what you think about his defensive acumen.
Let me ask you prowess. This. Just because there isn't one of those guys in hockey, every great has managed to win it. If McDavid's individual stats are so overwhelming, but he happens to be the one example of an all-time great that doesn't win it, I don't know if I could just apply the NHL standard of, well, every other great player has won one.
Why
and
not?
Dock
Why couldn't
him for
you?
That. Because I'd be like lying to myself if I were observing the way he plays hockey, the impact he has on games, and then in a team sport saying, and by the way, in the team sport where individual players are most blunted and superstars are least protected,
okay,
I feel like I'd be lying to myself to say, oh, well, that clearly puts him a notch below insert name here. Then you get into the weighty issue of if you're trying to rank him among the all-time greats, if he never wins one, and I, for the record, I think this will end up being moot. I think he will win one, but that's beside the point. At what point do you slot him in there and say, I have to put him above this guy, even though this guy's won a cup? If he has 2,000 points, six MVPs, and 10 Art Ross trophies, but he never wins one, does that mean he's not as good as, say, Steve Yzerman? You'd have to put him below Yzerman?
Okay, now you're asking me, like, is he in the top 20
well, yes,
or 30 hockey players of all time?
Well, where do you draw the line
I draw
here?
The line at the, like, gods of the game. Mario Lemieux and Sidney Crosby are in hockey's Mount Olympus. He doesn't get residency there if he doesn't win one.
I think Olympus
would
be pretty
cheap. You see this cup that I have right here, this paper cup? When I move it sideways, what shape is that? Can you let our audience know?
It's a rhombus.
What shape that is?
What do you mean when you move it
sideways? Oh, I'm spilling it now. Well, what shape does that look like to you?
A circle.
And what number does that look like?
A zero.
Zero. How many points did McDavid have last night?
He had zero.
How many points did he have in game six?
He had zero.
So I think that's what people really like. He came up small in the biggest game of his life.
Right, so that's what I mean. So you are trying to fashion this argument that there is a way for him to still be among the immortals of hockey, mm-hmm. and he did not have a mortal performance in game six and seven. It was not as if he did everything in his power to help the Oilers win the Stanley Cup, and it just so happened that the sheer volume of good Panthers, he was outnumbered. He did his part. He had a three-point game, but they scored four or five goals, and it wasn't his fault. That's not what happened. He was shut down in game six, and then last night, good defense beat good offense. There were Rob Scuderi-esque plays around the net with McDavid that prevented him from scoring goals.
We can say this now comfortably because the man has three cups and no one denies that he somehow might will a team, although it looks highly unlikely in reality that he ever will, to a fourth one. Tell me how many points Sidney Crosby had in games 6 and 7 and 09.
Well, in 09, he got injured, so that's not really his fault. I mean,
he didn't even play the last half of the game. What did you want him to do?
Go out there in the last three games
of that series, when they got boat raced in game five, won a nail biter in game six, won a nail biter in game seven, 0 points and a minus three. Now, okay. Nobody questions this. They won. Did they win because of Sidney Crosby?
Well, he did not get the Conn Smythe, though, too.
And you just admitted yesterday he didn't even deserve it the time he got it in 2016.
And then he got it in 2017,
which he deserved more in 2017.
Yes. Yeah.
But my point is, what did Sidney Crosby individually do in the first cup run?
Well, that's a great...
Late in that series.
I'm happy you bring that
up. But you're saying that he's great because the team ended up lifting him up in those games.
No, it's not only that. Sidney Crosby is also, when we are describing what makes him and sets him apart from the best players of all time, it is his two-way play that is such a piece of the Sidney Crosby lore. We know that that is not the case with McDavid. It is skate like you are Tyreek Hill, like you are Carl Lewis, a world-class sprinter, mm-hmm. on skates with the puck, and you are scoring goals and creating goals like crazy. And that dried up.
If defense is so important, ultimately, why don't we like lionize or praise the Selke Trophy winner? Why isn't Michael Pekka thought of as one of the great players in NHL history?
Well, Patrice Bergeron will go into the Hall of Fame. Bob Gainey of the 1970s for the old hockey heads.
Bergeron
is one of these guys.
Way better of a hockey player than, say, a Michael Pekka, a pure defensive player.
But, hey, look,
Bergeron had 1,000 points.
Fair enough, but I mean, you're naming like an outlier guy. There are athletes or their hockey players like Taylor Hall won a Hart Trophy.
Here, let me ask
those
you,
things happen
let me
once
ask
in a
you
while.
About
Matt
it.
Ryan won an NFL
okay.
MVP.
Where does Jerome Iginla slot in for you among great hockey players? Never won one.
He is like a top 100 player of all time. If he
is
was
he a
on
better player
list,
than Vinny LeCavalier?
Yes. Yeah,
but
Vinny
LeCavalier beat him.
Okay, obviously, I think Dan Marino's better than Trent Dilfer. Like, we can go to the all-time example that gets floated out there.
But I mean, LeCavalier is not Trent Dilfer among players.
No, but when we are splitting, this is a splitting hairs exercise. The conversation before last night's game was Connor McDavid trying to enter the speakeasy of mm-hmm. the all-time great players, not like top 50, not Malkin getting left off a top 100 list, not even top 10. him Kool-Aid Manning his way into the top five room.
So tell me where he does slot in if he never wins one, but has, let's say, 2,000 points. He breaks that barrier, wins a ton more MVPs. Just where would he slot in for you?
He would be the greatest player to never win a Stanley Cup.
Put a number on it.
Ever. I would probably say top 20.
So you'd name potentially as many as 19 players being better than him.
I don't know about that.
Would Evgeny Malkin be better than him? Three-time Cup champ, Conn Smythe winner?
Probably not. No.
That seems like, to me, from this vantage point, from my comfortable seat in this room, a very arbitrary line you're deciding to draw. Is he better than Nick Lidstrom?
No. I'm not going to do that.
If I were starting a team today or in the future and you told me I get McDavid, who never won one, or Lidstrom, I would take McDavid 100 times out of 100.
Over maybe the second greatest defenseman in NHL history?
Because I might be picking the greatest center since Mario Lemieux ever.
Yes, have fun with your Conn Smythes and your no Stanley Cups. And just having a very exciting team that falls
is that McDavid's fault? Is that
moments.
McDavid's fault, or is it his GM's fault?
I don't know.
Fault?
Whose fault is it that he had 0 points in the last two games?
By that logic, again, Crosby was basically a walking bum in
he
the last three.
He was hurt in Game 7, Chris.
He had 3 points for the whole series,
Pony. And he was a
Pony.
Great defensive player.
Did you measure that? Did you go back and look at his Corsi and his Fenwick
I've
for that
gone
series?
Back and watched those games. Yes.
Well, Joe Starkey, who is a very shrewd hockey mind, will tell you two people can watch the same hockey game and come to very different conclusions.
And clearly we have, because you're going to bat for Connor McDavid here, apparently.
I'm just going with what my eyes tell me. That guy
what
is...
What did your eyes tell you about him last night? That he deserves
had a bad
to be
game.
In Sidney Crosby's... Oh, how about Game 6?
They won, so why does that matter that he didn't score? The Penguins won Game 6 with nothing from Crosby in 09.
Well, right, that was great captaincy. That was great leadership. He didn't have to just score goals.
How did he lead from the locker room in Game 7?
I think he came out on the bench.
So he was just rah-rah in the boys?